AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Steve Kathan. A break in a murder case dating back to 2010, and people in Massapequa, New York, on Long Island are stunned a neighbor is in custody.
I do believe we did trick-or-treat at that house through the years, you know. So it's very scary to wake up to this.
It's an arrest in what became known as the Gilgo Beach murders, the killings of 11 women over 2 years. It was dramatized in the movie Lost Girls. Sophia Hall of affiliate WCBS.
A 59-year-old man who I'm told is an architect lives there with his wife and two children. I've seen evidence boxes being brought out of the house this morning. Neighbors say he basically kept to himself. He's lived there all his life.
There's a new government move to forgive $39 billion in federal student loan debts. Legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum says this will affect more than 800,000 borrowers.
The Biden administration is saying that the federal government made mistakes in how these loans were to be treated after borrowers with low income made a certain number of monthly payments. The loans should have been automatically forgiven, but the government failed to keep proper track and miscalculated what was owed.
No relief from the heat in the Southwest. In Death Valley, California, the national park that bills itself as the hottest, it could hit 120 over the weekend. Tourists are converging, though. Alessia Dempster is visiting from Scotland.
It's very hot. I mean, especially when there's a breeze, you would think that maybe that would give you some slight relief from the heat, but it just really does feel like an air full of blow dryer is just going back in your face.
Overseas, correspondent Charlie Daggett in Ukraine is keeping tabs on newly arrived American cluster bombs.
We have confirmation from the Pentagon they have arrived here. They haven't yet been deployed as far as we know, but commanders on the ground say we need these weapons, partly because we're running low on traditional artillery, but partly because they're also very effective in trying to break through Russian defenses.
An Iowa judge is being asked today to postpone the state's new ban on most abortions after 6 weeks of pregnancy, just around the time GOP Governor Kim Reynolds signs it into law at a major political event. CBS's Caitlin Huey Burns is covering.
Six Republican presidential hopefuls will make their case to over 2,000 evangelical voters who play a key role in those Iowa caucuses. But one contender will be notably absent. Former President Donald Trump is skipping the event.
The Biden campaign says it and the Democratic National Committee raised more than $72 million for his reelection in the 10 weeks since he announced his 2024 candidacy. Wall Street, the Dow is up 125 points. This is CBS News.
For WFHR, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in central Wisconsin. A wanted fugitive arrested after hiding out on private property in Marathon County. Sean D. Clark was arrested on July 11th at his hideout in the woods near County Highway D and County Highway 00. Clark had an active felony warrant issued by the Department of Corrections for a sex offender registration violation. He attempted to evade law enforcement by building a secret fort on private property in the town of Norrie. Clark is recommended for charges including felon in possession of a firearm and a concealed knife, resisting arrest, and possession of marijuana and drug paraphernalia. The Marathon County Sheriff's Office said the community support was instrumental in finding Clark's hidden location. The 74-year-old man who died when his tractor was struck by a train on July 11th has been identified. The Portage County Sheriff's Office said Dennis Brandel of Millidor was towing a large tanker used for hauling manure with his tractor. He was driving eastbound on Ed's Lane when he crossed the marked railroad crossing. The tractor was on the tracks when it was hit by a northbound train operated by Canadian National Railroad. Dennis was thrown from the tractor and died at the scene. There is no further information about this incident. High bacteria counts in lakes are closing beaches in Wisconsin. Here's Pete Schwabe with a report from Door County.
Another Door County beach closes due to high bacteria levels. Otomba Beach in Sturgeon Bay is closed until further notice, according to the Wisconsin DNR. Sister Bay Beach and Fish Creek Beach also have elevated bacteria counts, but are on advisory status. A beach in Frank Murphy Park and one in Newport State Park were closed due to high bacteria counts earlier this month. They have since reopened with no advisory status.
After a loss last night to the Fond du Lac Dock Spiders, the Rafters are looking to get back in the win column again. They play the Dock Spiders at Witterfield tonight. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News on WFHR, your locally grown radio station.
And now, your Wisconsin weather from Civic Media.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot with a look at your weather ahead. A mix of sun and clouds today as the summer heat begins to build back in. Temperatures will climb into the 80s statewide with some areas flirting with 90 degrees. Winds are ushering in this warmth and will stay breezy out of the southwest, gusting up to 20 miles per hour. Storms aren't out of the picture just yet as they fire up in southern Wisconsin and roll eastward along the state line. None are expected to be severe, but they will pack some downpours, gusty winds, and frequent lightning. Total rain accumulations look to stay under a quarter of an inch. Tonight, temperatures will fall into the mid-50s to mid-60s under partly cloudy skies. However, there is a small chance to catch some northern lights, with a KP index of 4 expected both tonight and tomorrow night. Tomorrow, another day in the 80s, with cooler temperatures sinking in by Sunday, highs hitting into the 70s. Have a fantastic Friday, Wisconsin. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot, Civic Media News.
The Brewers are back at it. Good afternoon. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball tonight. The Brewers opening up the second half of the season on the road in Cincinnati against the Reds at Great American Ballpark. The Brewers struggled to score the first half of the year, but managed to stay near the top of their division. Brewers manager Craig Counsell.
Our biggest strength has been our defense. I mean, I think we've played very good defense throughout the season. Bryce Turang made three plays. The one play he made on the other side of the bag, like, nobody makes that play, you know, and that's a hit, you know, that's a hit, and that's runs, and those are like driving in runs. So I think we've played, you know, for the large bulk of the season, played very good defense, and defense that's really kept runs off the board a lot for our pitchers.
Corbin Burns on the mound tonight for Milwaukee talked about facing the Reds for a second weekend in a row.
Yeah, I mean, we played a good series here against the Reds. You know, we got three more coming out of the break with them, which is kind of strange, but, you know, it gives us an opportunity to keep playing good baseball against a, you know, first place team. Hopefully we can overtake them. Yeah, we're playing good baseball. We're swinging the bats well. We're throwing the ball well. Playing great defense. That's what you want to see. And hopefully a short little break, get everyone, you know, some rest and come out firing in the second half.
Major League Baseball schedules are out for 2024. For the third straight year, the Brewers will open the season on the road, this time in New York, against the Mets, Thursday, March 28th. The home opener is the following Tuesday, April 2nd, against the Minnesota Twins at AmFam Field. NBA, last night in Las Vegas, the Milwaukee Bucks lost to the Miami Heat 91-72. Bucks guard Lindell Wigginton led with scoring 15 points in 20 minutes of playing time. 7'5" center Taco Fall scored 10 and blocked three shots. The Bucks second round pick Chris Livingston asked what's been the difference between playing for Kentucky and now in the NBA summer games.
The biggest thing, like, as you go from, you know, next level to the next level, each level the attention to detail increases. You know, you have to pay attention to a lot more detail because the details are what going to separate, you know, guys out there on the floor, being as in the summer league and you're at the NBA level. So I think that's the main thing that you got to think about.
So the Bucks are now 2-2. They face the Sacramento Kings tomorrow afternoon in Vegas. Coverage on NBA TV. Tip-off time at 3:30. Racing all weekend at Road America in Elkhart Lake. 400 racing and vintage cars, parades, and chances for fans to drive the track in their own cars or sports cars. NFL linebacker Devondre Campbell says on Twitter he feels forgotten about and used the word revenge. Campbell struggled with a knee injury last season and also revealed that he battled through a shoulder injury. He held his football camp for kids at his high school in Fort Myers, Florida.
One of the few things that I look forward to every year, coming back home, having my camp. There's not a lot of us from the 2 through 9 that are in the NFL, so every chance that I get to come back and, you know, bestow some wisdom and just kind of show face. You know, I played here on this same field 11 years ago, so anytime I get to come back and give back, it means a lot to me.
That's Packers linebacker Devondre Campbell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
The Todd Alba Show.
These fires in Alberta, they're just this very narrow jet stream, just bringing all that kind of smoke down. What it does is those sunsets and sunrises. Yeah. I mean, you've just got this massive, deep red disc up in the sky. It's like you're in a Star Wars, you know, movie or something like that.
The Todd Alba Show.
Which makes sense when you look at the Civic Media lineup. I mean, we really look like the Cantina Bar as far as all the characters.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
This sports brief is sponsored by Indeed. Kansas City Chiefs linebacker Nick Bolton says playing in the big game was a dream come true.
You watching this game growing up, man, it's kind of crazy, man. Even just playing in it, you watched it all for the last 10, 12 years and just being enjoying it with your family, man, and all the good events that comes with it.
Need to hire? You need Indeed. Just sponsor a post and receive a short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Does your financial strategy include your hopes and dreams? What matters most to you? For over 100 years, Thrivent has helped clients like you find financial solutions for life's important goals. Explore a full range of options, from financial advice and investments to insurance, banking, and generosity programs. To have a heart-to-heart about your finances, contact Mandy Roberts, who you may recognize as Mandy Wright. Call her at 715-470-1303. 715-470-1303. Mandy Roberts proudly serves the Central Wisconsin area. For more details, visit thrivent.com/disclosures.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts. Locally grown radio, your home for news talk and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
income-driven repayment plans, hadn't received it because of mismanagement by the department and loan servicers. This loan will erase $39 billion in federal student loan debt.
Yeah, that's going to be much needed relief for a lot of borrowers around the country. We also have an update as well. Before we jump into the fun Wisconsin headlines of the week, we do also have another one. This one over at Civic Media's website, civicmedia.us. You can click on the news tab at the top of the page to see all of the news being put out by the excellent news team here at Civic Media as well. Also scrambling a little bit today, but doing a magnificent job making sure that the news coverage is getting put out around the state of Wisconsin. This one written up by Jimmy Koska, the air quality advisory is in place for statewide over the weekend. This is the return of Canadian wildfire smoke coming across Wisconsin. So beginning today at noon, so a couple minutes ago through Sunday at noon, going to have another air quality advisory in place around the state. The experts over at the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources do not plan or do not foresee this being as bad as the air quality advisories we saw in June that had cancellations set records for how high the air quality index was in the state. Not expecting it to be that bad, but still a statewide air quality advisory is in place this weekend across the state of Wisconsin, and want everybody to be aware of that. Given some news before we jump into the fun news. So it's all news here on Town Call, but we want to share that too.
Well, on the bright side, Luke, you can now, and I give everyone permission to use my classic joke when someone says, how are you doing today? You can drop the break even joke where you're like, I'm still alive, but I'm barely breathing due to the Canadian wildfire. I give you all permission to use that because it plays really well for me in Zoom calls. I don't know about you, Luke, but you've heard it a few times now. You're probably used to it. I will still.
I already expect it now when you and I are touching base, Will. But let's dive into it. We didn't do rock, paper, scissors, but I hear you have another rapid fire. We may have so many Wisconsin headlines this week that it's not just one or two submissions. We're going to kind of go back and forth a little bit with our most Wisconsin headlines.
I did the homework. Let's put it that way, Luke. One thing I do want to note before we jump into the headlines regarding the student loan forgiveness plan. IDR rules have long promised a borrower's loan balance will be forgiven after 20 years of payment. So keep in mind, this will be going to those who have been paying for north of two decades at this point. But a 2021 report by borrowers advocates found that at the time, 4.4 million borrowers had been repaying their loans for at least 20 years, but only 32 had their debts canceled under the IDR program. The problem being that the program was incredibly difficult to enroll in, so loan servicing companies often put financially distressed borrowers into long-term forbearance instead. And this disastrous oversight, frankly, I'm really glad to see that the Biden administration is stepping up to do something about it. Though I do think it's grotesque that you have to be paying off these loans for north of 20 years before you qualify at usually incredibly high interest rates. We've discussed student loan debt in the past pretty extensively, and I have a feeling that this is a conversation that we will be having again in the very near future. But Luke, it's time to jump to Wisconsin headlines. If you have a very, very Wisconsin headline that screams, this is so Wisconsin, please share it with us. I'd love to cover it. 844-967-2789. I'm going to take the lead, Luke, and I'm going to start off with a little bit of a callback based on a Wisconsin headline you dropped a few weeks ago. Wisconsin State Fair, August 3rd through the 13th.
Took one of mine. Okay.
Announced their new foods. There is over 100 new additions, Luke, and I don't even know where to begin, honestly, because it's a lot. It's a lot.
I think it's going to take at least more than one trip to the state fair to try all 100 new entries. So I may be out a couple days in early August. Who knows? I don't know. I got to do some excellent on the site reporting for these new 100 food entries over at the state fair.
Well, realistically, Luke, you could go all 10 days. You're going to be buying 10 entries a day and you still wouldn't complete the north of 100 options. I'm going to pick two right off the bat, actually three, because they're in the same line on the browser tab that I have up. We got bacon cheddar bubble waffle, crispy on the outside with fluffy bubbles on the inside. We got beer cheese Wisconsin lava cake, a savory take on a sweet classic, and beer battered corn dog dipped in hot Wisconsin cheddar. The beer battered corn dog dipped in hot Wisconsin cheddar turns these state fair staples, such as a corn dog, beer, and cheese, very Wisconsin staples, really, into an, quote, amazing dish. The fresh beer infused battered corn dog cooked to golden brown perfection and dipped into a blend of hot melted Wisconsin cheese. It looked like a banana at first, which is what caught my attention. And then I read the label and I was like, oh boy, swing and a miss. So we got very, very Wisconsin options. I mean, I'm going through these. I could realistically pick probably 45 or 50 of these and they would just scream Wisconsin. The cotton candy lemonade is also here, Luke.
That's what I was about to say, is all of the ones that you've mentioned up to this point, now that you've mentioned cotton candy lemonade, does not count, but all of them I would try before that cotton candy lemonade, because that looked just, and the dill pickle donut that's part of the Forkies, or the Sporkies. It is definitely not all 100 entries would be making it my way, but I'd love to work my way through it as best as I could. That's a pretty Wisconsin headline, and that
are
is
you
one
a spice
of the
guy,
entries.
Luke? Do you like spice?
Yeah, I can There's do spice.
The Atomic Slush. It's the world's hottest slushy. Cinnamon
slush.
Spice
drinks are a different. No, spice drinks are a different thing of spice. I can't. I had a spicy margarita once, and it was. You know how normally you just plug your nose and you just throw it back and you're like, oh, yeah. It made it worse. It, like, the jalapeno wanted to, like, shoot out my nose. It was not fun. So I don't really mess around with spicy drinks a whole lot, Will.
Yeah, that I draw the line there. I think I would go with the cotton candy lemonade before I would do that. Though some of these other ones, I mean, cotton candy jerky, deep fried bacon cheese curds. I don't know. I am very torn between, boy, one bite of this would be, like, revolutionary, and one bite of this would be the point where I'm like, I'm done. I can't.
I've got a submission in the food category for most Wisconsin headlines. So as we're going through state fair foods, if you want to share what you believe is a very Wisconsin headline throughout the week, 844-967-2789. You can call Will and I here on Town Call across the Civic Media Radio Network. But I got another entry for the most Wisconsin headline of the week. This one I saw early in the week. It's been picked up by several different outlets since, Will. And it's an unlikely entry, coming from some reporting on the other side of the world, but the Wisconsin State Journal picking it up where I saw it first. Too much. Burger King's new offering in Thailand has no meat and 20 slices of cheese. Have you seen this photo yet?
Yes. Yeah, I did. No, that was a good one. I had that lined up. Then I was like, oh, I don't, like, it's very Wisconsin, but it's so far outside of Wisconsin that I don't know if I can pick it. But
our ability to influence the world it has no bounds. It goes all the way to the Burger King in Thailand.
Do you think they were thinking that? They were sitting there like, dude, we get a lot of Wisconsin tourists. How do we win these people over?
The first thing that came to my mind was, how many calories is each one of those slices of cheese? Because 20 slices of cheese is probably too, like, essentially, this is just a grilled cheese sandwich, I guess, but it's a lot more cheese than anything. Jane, would you try a burger that is purely 20 slices of cheese and that's it?
I saw the picture. It's disgusting. And it's not even warm. It's not even melty.
It's not. It looks, the no. picture looks like it's melted cheese.
No, I saw a picture that there was a sesame bun with literally 20 slices of cheese. That was it.
Yeah, the picture I saw matches Jane's, Luke. It was not melted. It was
I'm looking at it right now. There's like it's a weird assortment. I think there's one melted piece on top. So, like, there's a lot of unmelted cheese and then one melted across the top. And it looks kind of weird, but it just screamed Wisconsin to me. So that was my top entry for most Wisconsin headline this week, because besides Thailand's Burger King, the only other place you'd see that in the world is here in Wisconsin.
104 calories per slice too, Luke. So if you have a Wisconsin headline for us, give us a call, share it with us. We'd love to cover it. 844-967-2789. This is Town Call. We'll be right back after the break.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Living happily ever after isn't always a reality. If you're over 50 and are considering divorce, attorney Andrea Gage with the Everson Law Firm can provide the guidance you need. Andrea focuses on silver divorces, the kind that get more complicated over time and present unique challenges. A family, multiple properties, significant assets. Andrea and the team at Everson Law have the experience to protect your interests. Call Everson Law to set up an appointment with Andrea today. It's never too late to be happy. Everson Law, 920-435-3734. Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Hey, this is Petty Pincher Bob, and I love a good rummage sale. If you love them too, you can list your Saturday rummage sale right here on this radio station. Your 15-second Saturday rummage sale ad runs Friday all day and Saturday morning for only $50 per week. If you would like to list your Saturday rummage sale, call us now. 715-629-9501. The deadline for each week is Wednesday at noon. Operators are standing by now. Please have a valid credit card ready to go. See ya!
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and we dedicate a lot of our time to going as fast as possible. My Grandpa Lou is the reason why my dad and I started racing, and I'm really proud to follow in his tracks. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. I've learned a lot on this journey with my Grandpa Lou, and the memories of my grandpa will always be with me. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently, experiencing problems with their memory, or having trouble with routine tasks. Talking about Alzheimer's can be really tough. But if you notice something, have a conversation with your loved one. Encourage them to see a doctor or offer to go with them. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services, make a plan for the future, and access available treatments. The Alzheimer's Association provides care, support, and research to help you take control of the situation with your family and manage the disease together. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time-to-talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
It's go time at Chula Vista. Time for you to discover Wisconsin's most complete resort experience. 200,000 square feet of water park fun. New thrills like zip line racing. 18 holes of classic golf. Wisconsin's number one steakhouse. Hundreds of newly renovated rooms. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Chula Vista Resort is one of the nation's top 10 indoor water parks per USA Today's 2023 Reader's Choice Awards. Find out why at ChulaVistaResort.com.
I'm William Shatner. I've been around a long time, but I'm truly humbled when I see the real battles our brave, paralyzed veterans have faced defending our freedom.
I was on a routine patrol, and we were in the desert of Kuwait, and the vehicle flipped and landed on top of me, which left me paralyzed from the waist down.
Okay, folks, this is heroism. That's why I'm proud to support Paralyzed Veterans of America. Go to PVA.org to learn how you can make a difference.
Hi, I'm Mandy Roberts, financial advisor with Thrivent. I'm here to help you assess your finances and find solutions to meet your needs. Let's ensure you have a strategy for success. To get started, call 715-470-1303. That's 715-470-1303.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms this afternoon. Otherwise, a mix of clouds and sun. Highs around 87, west winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies. Tonight, chance for scattered storms. Lows level off around 62. Chance for scattered storms. Tomorrow, highs around 84. A mix of clouds and sun.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 77.
Everyone's your neighbor. Beer, cheese, and fish fried. And you don't just say you're leaving. You say goodbye 15 times.
Okay, bye-bye now. See you guys later. Hey, keep her moving.
Welcome one, welcome all, welcome back This is Town Call. We got a little Wisconsin shout out coming back into the second segment. I love it. This is a brand new approach to homegrown radio, and we are talking Wisconsin headline of the week. If you have a very, very Wisconsin headline you'd like to share with us, give us a call or shoot us a text, 844-967-2789. Luke, I know you wanted to touch on your excellent cheese-related headline from before the break. You got another point you want to throw in there?
Yeah, and if you want to help contribute to the judging of which headline will be the most Wisconsin headline this week, you can give us a call, send us a text, 844-967-2789. Or better yet, if you're on the Civic Media app, it is brand new and refreshed. You can call and text right from the app if that's where you're listening. So be sure to download the Civic Media app wherever apps are downloaded on your smart devices, over at the Apple App Store or the Google Play Store. Civic Media, just type it in, download the app, take us with you on the go, and you can engage with the show wherever you are. I think it just goes to show that what happens here in Wisconsin then gets reflected in other places of the world. Well, because the Burger King statement surrounding this all new only cheese, no burger cheeseburger.
They should have just called it the chunk of cheese, man. It flows off the tongue. It's right there.
Yeah, well, it's Burger King, so I feel like they wanted burger in the title. It's what they let you have it your way over there at BK. But their quote with the post online is saying, "This is no joke. This is for real." And I think that was only needed because I think it was 2, maybe 3 April Fools ago now. Culver's posted just a picture of a giant cheese curd in between two buns, and that was the start of what became the Curder Burger here in Wisconsin, too. And they followed through on that one. They made a giant cheese curd patty and put it on top of a burger. But this is almost just kind of taking that art of a cheese curd on a bun and doing it a slightly different way with 20 slices of cheese between two slices of the bun.
And it's a bold strategy, Cotton, but I kind of respect the approach. If they were trying to drop the like mid-July April Fool's Day joke, nobody would expect it. So you could make the argument that like that's the best type of April Fool's Day joke because you just like dropped it in mid-July.
We need to find out when April Fool's Day is in Thailand, because maybe it's not April 1st. Maybe it's a different day. Maybe it's sometime in July.
Yeah, and they've just been pulling our strings this entire time. So,
Bill, I think we're going to send you on assignment. You're going to have to head out to Bangkok and order one of these and see if they actually exist or if it's just a social media ploy. We're going to have to send you over there.
Okay, you say that as if it would be a work trip. That would be a ton of fun as long as I don't have to actually eat the sandwich. I will buy it. I will take a bunch of pictures of it. I'll try like one bite, but dude, I can't.
You got to eat it gone.
That would kill me, dude.
I think going through the list of 100 state fair foods would kill me. So, you know, we are all taking sacrifices here on Town Call.
We do this for you. We do this for the audience to make sure that everybody has a true understanding of the type of food that we're pushing to you. So,
man, this Friday edition is off the rails. All right, let's go up to our next Wisconsin headline of the week.
Next Wisconsin headline of the week. Well, first of all, Luke, I would like the audience, please, shoot us a text and let us know which of my headlines is the best Wisconsin headline of the week, because we know it's not going to be one of Luke's, and I just want some clarification on what type of headline I should be approaching in the future, since we know that mine will always be superior. So,
you're
Luke,
crowdsourcing your homework and then at the same time taking credit for the audience submitting them to you and saying that you're superior? Come on, man.
No comment. Reading over from a piece at Civic Media. Non-resident hunting and fishing fees increase in Wisconsin. The last time the fees were increased was in 2005. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is increasing licensing fees for hunting and fishing. The fee increases, which are $4 to $40, depending on the license issued, are for people who live outside of Wisconsin. State residents won't see an increase. Holler, people of Wisconsin. The increase in licensing fees is part of the final biennial state budget signed into law by Governor Tony Evers. The last time the fees were increased was in 2005, and you can see the new fees below on the Civic release or on the DNR's website. Any licenses issued for this season are good through March 31st of 2024.
Yeah, that's a pretty Wisconsin one. I like that because we had a lot of out-of-state hunters when the state sanctioned the gray wolf hunt that was under question. But The DNR had to do it due to state law. There were a lot of out-of-state hunters that came and decimated the gray wolf population for the very brief season that they were delisted from the Endangered Species Act. And so I don't disagree. Maybe if we do have an influx, the state can make a little bit more money off of out-of-state hunters coming here. That's a pretty good headline. I don't know if that's the most Wisconsin headline. No, it's a good one. But is that the most Wisconsin headline? We're fading fast, Will, already.
Oh, please. That was a great headline. I don't want to hear it.
See, my next one, and we have a terrific listener here in Madison, 608 number, listening on WMDX Mad Radio, sharing a Wisconsin headline that I think we both might have had in our rapid
I'm
fire.
I'm going to call this our Wisconsin headline because this,
I'm going to take credit on this one because this is my show. I love this show. But again, to show that Wisconsin is the center of not only the political universe, it's going to be the center of the food competition universe next year. Later this year, when the season gets released next year, season 21 of Bravo's Top Chef coming to Wisconsin, going to be recording and doing the competition throughout Milwaukee, in Madison, and Door County. And again, just an excellent display of Wisconsin being the center and just getting the chance to be loved for another aspect of what makes this state great, our food scene. And I can't wait until they're eating cheese curds and having old fashions with these very, very terrific world-renowned chefs that are going to come here to compete.
Yeah, Wisconsin culinary powerhouse. I love to see it. Some of the Reddit comments about this story are hilarious, like supper club wars, like all the jokes on casual Wisconsin dining.
Do you watch Top Chef?
I do not. No, I don't watch a lot of TV. So that was fair for you to swoop in and take that headline.
Top Chef is terrific. I've loved every. I've been a little busy these last couple of weeks, so I'm behind on season 20. So No spoilers, okay? I don't know yet the outcome of this season. I'm still catching up on it. But I'm very much looking forward to Top Chef coming to Wisconsin, getting the chance for the state to be displayed on an international stage. The season 20 right now is a season full of international competitors, so displaying how far of a reach the show Top Chef has, and really exciting that entire viewing audience is going to get a chance to see Wisconsin on display with season 21. It makes my heart sing, and I cannot wait to tune in and watch it. And you can better believe that I'm going to be trying to get to any of the locations where these competitions will be taking place.
Mm-hmm.
Tom Colicchio, if you need any judges for old fashions or cheese curds or any of the food that the contestants will be putting out, give me a call. 844-967-2789.
Can you imagine if they swung by the Wisconsin State Fair?
they very well might. The recording for the season is going to take place the end of this summer, beginning of fall. So there's a pretty good chance that they might be going. I think the supper club vibe up in Door County is absolutely going to be a scene. I got to imagine old fashions. They do two different parts to their episodes, Will. Mm-hmm. Most episodes start off with a quick fire, so it's a brief challenge that takes place over maybe 20 minutes to an hour, and it always has a theme. They get sponsors involved, things like that, but it also ties in the culinary scene of the state or wherever location they are recording and broadcasting from. And so I have a feeling old fashions and cherries and cranberries, like there's going to be so many different Kringle. I can imagine if they're in Milwaukee, they're going to be doing a lot of different quick fire challenges with stuff like that. And I'm just thrilled to see Wisconsin on display with this upcoming season of Top Chef.
And I saw a Twitter graphic noting James Beard Award winners from each, major city across the country. Obviously, New York has 257 or something. Chicago had 65 or 70. I believe they were second or third in the country. As you're going down the list, Milwaukee was in like maybe ninth or 10th with 6 James Beard Award winners, which is significantly more than some of the largest cities across the entire country outside of, the big three metropolises, New York, Chicago, L.A. But I don't think Milwaukee and Wisconsin in particular is generally considered a culinary haven. But we have a lot of unique opportunities. We have a lot of cool things to do here. And it's really nice to see Wisconsin getting some of the love that frankly, we deserve, because we are a beautiful state and we have a lot to offer. And it's wonderful that we're going to be able to have this opportunity. Luke, I hope you get on.
The current best chef of the Midwest is two chefs here in Madison, Restaurant Fairchild. They won earlier this year. So we've got James Beard Award winners here in Madison as well. I'm very excited for this. And I found the tweet, Luke.
Milwaukee is smaller than, but has just as many or more James Beard Award winners as Miami, Nashville, Austin, Dallas, Houston, Phoenix, San Diego, San Antonio, Detroit, Baltimore, Charlotte, Columbus. This is a list of some of the largest cities in the country. And Milwaukee is on that with six total James Beard Award winners. I did not have the final position correct. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 17.
Counting
but
on
that's
there.
Still, that's still very good. That's still very, very
yes.
good.
Yes, Wisconsin punches above its weight class in a lot of different things, and I think this is truly tremendous that Top Chef, a internationally renowned show, is going to be filming here for their season 21.
I know you're excited. I hope you get on, Luke. I really do.
I will. I'll be in the background, maybe, and you'll see like the corner of my ear as I'm like walking through, just trying to get like on set, and that'll be it.
You'd be that SpongeBob meme where SpongeBob's like, look, I'm in the commercial, and it's just his head like sticking out from.
Oh, that's not SpongeBob. That's Mike Wazowski and
No. That is SpongeBob. When Mr. Krabs shoots the initial Krusty Krab commercial, he's talking in the front of the restaurant, and SpongeBob's head is sticking out from behind the little window that they have into the grill, and he pauses it and he's pointing it out to like I think
Monsters Inc. makes the same joke when Sully is in the commercial and Mike's like barely in there. So that's the better version, or at least the better known version to me, of that little joke.
Oh, I don't know, man. It doesn't get much better known than SpongeBob. That's a call out to us 90 kids, Luke. I don't like to hear that, even though you're one of us. I'm a little disappointed in you, but all right. That means it is my turn once again. And we only got a couple minutes before the break, so I'll keep this headline shorter for my excellent final piece. A tweet from Bell and Health: Packers running back A.J. Dillon making a lasting impact this morning as he visits with pediatric patients and their families. Dillon is preparing for training camp, but he took the time out of his day to deliver signed copies of his new book, Quadzilla Finds His Footing. It is a children's book. And frankly, I got to give a shout out to A.J. Dillon, regardless of what you do on the field, because that's what most players are judged by. He appears to be just an incredible, incredible human being who has really bought into the spirit and the community that is reflected amongst not just Wisconsin, but Door County, Green Bay in particular, the Northern Wisconsin vibe. He just appears to be a really genuine human being. And I'm really happy to have someone like A.J. Dillon doing this, because that's just awesome. That is just awesome.
He's the mayor of Door County. It wasn't really a position until he wanted it, but he's the mayor of Door County. I would fully expect him to be, you know, at least an ambassador to Door County when Top Chef comes to town. Because if you think of Door County and you don't think of A.J. Dillon, what are you doing? I think I've seen him twice now in Door County, just like through random spottings when I'm up there for Labor Day weekend. I've seen A.J. Dillon there twice in his time as a Packer. So he loves that place. That's a very Wisconsin headline as well.
Remember, he went to school at Boston College, Luke. So he has fully embraced the becoming Wisconsin.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he is not just a transplant. He's full blown. He's here. Folks, you're listening to Town Call. If you want to judge what Wisconsin headline is the most Wisconsin headline this week, give us a call, 844-967-2789. Town Call is going to be right back.
When it's cold in the winter, I drink beer, treat. When the snow unthaws, you can bet I'll drop a ski.
Hey, dear Uncle Mike, can I drop a ski guy or no?
Does your financial strategy include your hopes and dreams? What matters most to you? For over 100 years, Thrivent has helped clients like you find financial solutions for life's important goals. Explore a full range of options, from financial advice and investments to insurance, banking, and generosity programs. To have a heart-to-heart about your finances, contact Mandy Roberts, who you may recognize as Mandy Wright. Call her at 715-470-1303. 715-470-1303. 470-1303. Mandy Roberts proudly serves the Central Wisconsin area. For more details, visit theriphon.com/disclosures.
With one call, the Civic Media Network of stations can deliver your business's message to the entire state of Wisconsin.
Or your hometown.
Marketing plans that work for your business. One call can do it all. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
Here's what's happening. WFHR Community Calendar is brought to you by Something Sweet, Swiftwater Ice Cream. Enjoy the guilt-free, no-fat, no-sugar scooped ice cream and the 32 flavors of Cedar Crest. And don't forget their made-to-order appetizers. It'll leave your taste buds dancing. Family-owned and operated and open daily from noon until 9 p.m. Swiftwater Ice Cream in Nakusa, or find them on Facebook.
The Pittsville Area Community Theater is going big in their return to the stage this summer with the most famous murder mystery of all time, Agatha Christie's Murder on the Orient Express. The show boasts intrigue, deception, romance, and Broadway-caliber comedy to spice up the summer. Performances will be taking place at the Pittsville Auditorium, 5459 Elementary Avenue in Pittsville, on Friday and Saturday, July 14th and 15th at 7:30 p.m., and Sunday, July 16th at 2:30 p.m. Tickets can be purchased in advance online at eventbrite.com for $12 and same day at the door for $15.
When I was younger, I may have did some stupid things, even committed some crimes, but I am not a criminal.
Youth Advocate Programs is a community-based alternative to youth incarceration, congregate placement, and neighborhood violence. Learn how at yapinc.org.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. A blend of clouds and sun this afternoon with a slight chance for scattered thunderstorms. Highs level off around 87. West winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Chance for scattered storms tonight. Lows level off around 62. Partly cloudy. Daytime highs approaching 84. Tomorrow, chance for scattered thunderstorms. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 80.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
You would like to participate in today's forum or share a very, very Wisconsin headline with us, give us a call, shoot us a text, 844-967-2789. Let me know which one of my headlines thoroughly beat out any and all of Luke's headlines. Luke, before we jump to your second last headline, I want to give one more quick shout out to AJ Dillon, because I am a huge AJ Dillon fan. He also streams on Twitch. And we did a Twitch focused episode a few months ago where we kind of talked about organizing on other social media platforms. And Twitch is really unique because it allows you to build a brand as an individual. It lets you build a community around what your interests are. And I've actually tuned into AJ's Twitch quite a few times. He streams a lot of college football, video games, obviously. But he's just an all-around good human being. And I'm very happy to have someone like that representing the Packers.
Yeah, he's tremendous. The Packers are lucky to have him. And I'm very excited to watch it, the 1-2 punch between him and Aaron Jones this upcoming season. So looking forward to the backfield for the Packers. I've got one that's a very, very traditional Wisconsin headline. The Harley-Davidson Museum will... It's 15 years old, and right now it's the Harley Homecoming Weekend. So if you're in southeastern Wisconsin, you're going to see a heck of a lot of Harleys on the road. I was in Milwaukee. Yeah, I was going to say, I was in Milwaukee last night, and they are everywhere. So it is Harley Homecoming Weekend, and there are very few brands and companies, I believe, that are so Wisconsin, more so than Harley-Davidson. So keep an eye out for the cyclists on the road this weekend. There's going to be a lot of them in southeastern Wisconsin. It's also going to be a lot of fun. I know a lot of friends going down to the festivities on Milwaukee's lakefront this weekend, celebrating 15 years of the Harley-Davidson Museum and the terrific brand, Wisconsin brand, that is Harley-Davidson.
What were you doing in Milwaukee last night, Luke?
I had some stuff going on, and then I stumbled into Bastille Days. I was looking for Kristen, and then didn't get a chance to see her. She was a little busy with the events and festivities herself, but it was an accidental thing. I wasn't planning it. I had some business to attend to, and then just an amazing street fest that is Bastille Days, and the excellent events that Milwaukee has and Wisconsin as a whole has to offer. You can kind of find yourself stumbling into things like that from time to time. We've got the Fête des Marquettes here in Madison, another French festival this weekend as well. And we've got the Upper State Fair going on in the Chippewa Falls area as well in Wisconsin. So many things to do, so many things going on here in the state of Wisconsin. We want to hear your thoughts. 844-967-2789. Which one is the most Wisconsin headline? Will, I believe you got one more.
I do have one more, and I'm going to finish on a strong note. We're going to stick with our Green Bay Packers. Reading over from a piece at Civic Media, Packers Hall of Fame wide receiver Donald Driver catches camels, waves, and more while in Wisconsin. Driver is part of a promotional video for Visit Lake Geneva. Donald Driver, during a promotional shoot for Visit Lake Geneva, included stops at the Safari Lake Geneva Zoo, where he shared camera time with the resident camels and giraffes, along with several other hot spots in the area. The fan favorite 48-year-old wide receiver played for Green Bay for his entire NFL career, holding the franchise record for most receiving yards and receptions during his 14 years with the Green and Gold. And he is still another very, very Wisconsin individual who has wholly embraced what it means to be a Wisconsinite. He still hosts his Donald Driver charity softball game in the Fox City Stadium every year, bringing in both current and former players, along with a sellout crowd in support of a variety of nonprofit organizations. Great work, Donald Driver.
Did you see him deliver mail off of the mailboat in Lake Geneva? That was good. He's still got the...
That's about as Wisconsin as you're going to get, is a former beloved Green Bay Packers individual dropping mail off in Lake Geneva, off the boat. Like, that's Wisconsin, man.
That's pretty up there. Folks, I got one more, but before we jump to my final one, let's head over to the phone lines. We got Joe in Madison calling in. Joe, what are your thoughts so far? Which one is the most Wisconsin headline this week?
To me, it's Top Chef, without a doubt. You know, we have some really awful headlines coming out of Wisconsin. Like, the whole history of Foxconn was one awful headline after another. Some of the other things just really grim. This is so positive. This is so full of promise. This is so cool. How did they do it? How did they present this package to Top Chef, where it's not just one city that's being highlighted, like Chicago or New Orleans, big cities like Miami? How did they get it so that it is the whole state, really, that's going to be highlighted? Milwaukee, Madison, and then up by Door County. I'm sure they're going to go down to the drift list to that area. This whole, it's just so positive, because it sort of says, here's a state that's an amazing place to explore, which is something that we all know. I mean, up from the food traditions of the Three Sisters with the tribes up north to the fish boils up in Door County. I mean, this is just a fantastic, wonderful deal, unexpected, and really cool, because it shows the whole state. It's the diversity of the state that's the most wonderful thing, and the way it contributes to our great food heritage and our great, not only just food heritage, but the way we're sort of blazing trails in appreciating sustainability and the wonderfulness of our food palette here. So I got to say, without a doubt, I'm a political junkie, but this is so cool and so neat. And I really want to know how they put the package together and convince Top Chef that this is the place to be, not London, Paris, but Wisconsin. Thanks a lot, guys.
Appreciate it, Joe.
Thanks,
Joe. It is a trend. Taking on an entire state as the location for Top Chef is something they've done in Colorado. They've done it in Texas. And so it's really exciting to see that this is coming to Wisconsin. They just finished. Season 20 is taking place in London. So that one was already checked off the box. But we're following London. Like, that is how cool Wisconsin gets to be for season 21 of Top Chef. All right. I don't even know, with Joe's support there, I don't think I need to submit my final one. Jane, do we have a verdict on what is the most Wisconsin headline this week?
Oh, Joe was absolutely right. It's Top Chef.
Man.
It's Top Chef. Oh yeah.
I gotta get another different judge in here every week.
Oh, Will likes to do Stop the Steal. Every time he loses, he's like, okay, I need to go
Please
run this up a different court.
Please text in if you think you're going to be a judge more favorable to whatever I have to say.
Will's going to start paying the callers and the texters to just start supporting his Wisconsin headlines on Fridays. My final one.
Here, Luke.
This one, it's a fun one as well. A foot-long mozzarella stick is coming to the 3rd Street Market Hall in Milwaukee. And I feel like that's an attraction that would only work, Will, in Wisconsin.
Oh, that's a really good one, too. You should have dropped that.
I just like to – it's like when you score the touchdown when there's no time left, but you're already up by three. Like, you take care of business, and I'm just – you know, it's the dagger, as they say in the sports.
You're helping the fantasy owners rather than going down at the one like the coach would like you to.
Exactly.
I respect that.
Folks, this has been Sound Call. If you missed any portion of the show, go check out the podcast. Check them out on Civic Media's website, civicmedia.us. We'll be back on Monday at 12:15. Have an excellent weekend. Thank you so much, Jane Madnair, for helping us out with the production this Friday afternoon. Talk to y'all later. Always listening.
I'm John O'Hurley, and I support Paralyzed Veterans of America because our heroes have sacrificed so much for our independence.
I had just come home. I had noticed my legs were swelling. Next thing I know, it was 3 weeks later. I was paralyzed. PVA has brought me back to life.
While parachuting with my platoon, my parachute didn't open. It left me paralyzed. I just don't think my family would be as happy as they are without the support that I received from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
For more than 75 years, Paralyzed Veterans of America has kept a promise to never leave a fallen hero behind. That's why Paralyzed Veterans of America is providing specialized medical care, life-changing treatments, benefits our heroes earned, the jobs they want, and the accessible vehicles and homes they need. Our paralyzed veterans have helped us live the lives we enjoy today. It's our turn to give them the best lives possible. To learn more, go to PVA.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From the home